Monoclonal antibody infusions have increased 18-fold over the last 2 months in Kentucky, and the state isn't alone in seeing the rush on supplies. Due to a shortage, the federal government announced healthcare providers will no longer be ordering them directly. Instead, states will be overseeing distribution of a set amount of supplies. Governor Andy Beshear said the change is one reason unvaccinated residents shouldn't put all of their trust in the availability of the treatments.
But that monoclonal antibody treatment might not be there for you. That thing you're counting on might not be available.
One other reason not to consider the infusions as a failsafe: unlike vaccines, they're not teaching the body how to fight back. Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack explained.
These are synthetic, laboratory-created antibodies that give you a temporary, so for less than 90 days, and passive, meaning your body isn't learning how to be more effective. It's a temporary immune boost.
It's not yet clear how the capped number of treatments might affect new plans to set up regional antibody treatment centers, but the governor says his administration will continue to do everything in its power to get the treatments to healthcare facilities. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.